And he's telling them that he wants them to abound in these things more and more. Now, you say, well, what's the point of that? Well, here's the thing is that, you know, it's really exciting. It's really cool when we learn something new from the Bible, right? You know, you learn some deep truth from the book of Revelation, from end times Bible prophecy, in regards to replacement theology. These are the things that are really exciting to us. But the reality is this is that the vast majority of the Christian life operates on simply the basics, okay? All the other things is basically like the cherry on top, right? The basics is that which is most important, and God actually wants us to be reminded of the basics, but not only to be reminded, but also to abound therein more and more. So he wants us to know the basics, but he wants us to master them and abound in them more and more. You know, a basic of the Christian life is to live a holy life, right? That's pretty basic. We know that God wants us to be holy, to live a sanctified and holy life, right? Well, we know that with our minds, but God wants us to abound in that teaching more and more. He wants us to live holier lives as the years go by, as the days go by. We know that we're supposed to read the Word of God, right? Every single day. That's God's will for us to read the Word of God, and that is something that we know that is basic. But you know what God wants? He wants us to abound in reading the Word of God more and more. That means we should read the Bible more. We should learn more from the Word of God. Prayer is a basic element of the Christian life. And we know that we are to pray without ceasing, but the Bible also teaches us we're to abound therein more and more. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is this, you know, if we were to apply this in a practical sense, what are some of the goals that you have for 2022? Well, you know, some of the goals can simply be the same goals that you had in 2021. The difference is you want to abound in those, you know, goals in 2022. So it's like you read your Bible in 2021, you prayed in 2021, you went soul winning in 2021. Well, the goal in 2022, if you don't have any new necessarily goals, then the goal should be to abound therein more and more, to win more souls to Christ. Amen. You know, if you read the Bible once this year, amen. Well, the goal should be to read it twice this coming year, right? To abound therein more and more. If you prayed for about, you know, in the morning for 10 minutes a day, well, maybe your goal should be to pray for 20 minutes a day in 2022. To abound therein more and more. And so, you know, it's great to learn these new truths of the Bible. And these are exciting things that we see in the Word of God, the dark sayings and the parables and that which is hard to understand. But the reality is this, is that it's far more important for us to master the basics and to abound therein more and more. And this is actually what we're going to look at this evening.